The Israelites were very conscious of the exodus from Egypt and the lifetime in the wilderness and being delivered into the promised land. I mean, that was the overarching story of the religion, of the tribe, of the nation of Israel. But then the exile happened, and they found themselves back to square one. They're deported to another country. They become slaves in Babylon, and everything is lost. And you know, you can just imagine the psychological and spiritual devastation that that would have caused them. But then the exilic prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Isaiah, and we heard from Isaiah today, they began to talk about a new exodus, an exodus from not from Egypt, but from Babylon. And they would return to Israel across the desert, across the wilderness, so that this whole thing is kind of gets lived out again, but in a future way. So Isaiah says, "Think not of the things of the past. Don't you see I'm doing something new? Can you not perceive it?" And then he goes into all these organic images, water in the desert, plant life and prosperity in the wilderness. If God could do that, then God could certainly reform hearts. And so this becomes a kind of a metaphor for our lives too. Lent is a time when we go out to the desert, to the wilderness, and recognize that there's a sense in which all is lost. All the work I've done, the study I've done, the things I've acquired, all of those things, they're all lost to me because something is new here. God is doing something in my life that is new. And Paul expresses that in wonderful terms. Paul was a Pharisee. He was steeped in the tradition, an expert in the law, and he even persecuted Christians, rounding them up and sending them to prison. He was fervent, he was zealous for the law. And then after he met the risen Lord on the road to Damascus, everything began to change for him. It all began to fall apart. Everything that he had built up dissolved. And you can imagine the devastation that he would have personally gone through when he recognizes that everything he had been done was heading in the wrong direction. That instead of being so right, which he always prided himself on being, he was actually wrong. And so for the rest of his life, he preaches a gospel message about the risen Lord that is very similar to what the passage we just heard today. I count everything as loss, as nothing compared to my being possessed by Christ. And then he makes the point, I didn't possess him. I am in his possession. He owns me. He has overtaken my life and transformed me into something radically different than I ever was before. And so I recognize also that this transformation has to do with being conformed to his death so that I might also have hope in sharing in his resurrection. Well, isn't that a wonderful metaphor for our Christian life? That's what baptism is all about. It's the recognition, the dying to the old life, the letting go of all of my achievements, my attachments, my possessions, my stature, everything that I built up somewhat by grace, but somewhat by my own power as well. And I'm charged with letting it go, dying to it. And so the church is designed to kind of be a symbol of that. You know, if the altar is east, then the front doors are west. If the sun rises in the east, it sets in the west. And the sunrise is a symbol of the second coming of Christ. It's a symbol of the resurrection. The sun setting is a symbol of death and sin, which is associated with death. And so every time I enter the church, I'm putting my back to the West. I'm putting my back to this world that is sin and death, that while there's much good in it, in a sense, it's all passing away, it's all hopeless, it's all falling away. And I'm putting my face to the East. I'm facing Christ, who is my hope and resurrection. In the same way that those Israelites from Egypt to Israel and from Babylon to Israel were on a kind of a pilgrimage journey to the promised land, we're also on a pilgrimage journey to the promised land of the kingdom of God. And sometimes we stray from the path. And sometimes we forget our baptismal promises. Sometimes we get so distracted by the things of this world that we lose sight of what really matters in life. Several weeks ago, we heard the gospel of the Transfiguration. And in that vision, Elijah and Moses are standing on either side of Christ, and they are conversing with him about his exodus, his passage. Jesus' exodus from this world to the kingdom, his death as Jesus of Nazareth, and his resurrection as Christ the Lord. That's his exodus, that's his passage. That's his Passover from death to life. And Paul says, I need to be conformed to that. I need to allow that to take possession of me, so that my life is radically changed, and I am now participating in his exodus. I'm participating in his Passover. I am living his paschal mystery in my own life. And for each of us here, that takes a slightly different path. It has its characteristics that are unique to me, but it's all in a way the same. It's conformed to the death and resurrection of Christ. Learning how to die before we die, and recognizing that in that death comes true freedom, true and everlasting joy.